Welcome to the Cyclone Fanatic Fogcast.
It's Friday. It's after work.
And this is the Cyclone Fanatic Fogcast.
Get my geek on. Get my geek on.
The Cyclone Fanatic Fogcast is presented by Iowa's most recommended real estate agent, Mark Charter.
Now, hear this.
No other agent in Iowa offers more when you buy or sell your home through Mark Charter, including a customizable commission plan when you list your home. You choose 5, 6, or 7%. Read more about Mark Charter and see why he is Iowa's most recommended realtor at Trulia.com and MarkCharter.com.
This is how we roll.
And now, please welcome your hosts, Mark Charter, Chris Williams, and Adam Gray.
Happy Thursday, everybody. Welcome to the latest installment of the Cyclone Fanatic Podcast, courtesy of Mark Charter Real Estate. Mark Charter, did you enjoy the game last night?
Nope. Sure didn't. You know what the game was like? We had all this build up, this anticipation. It felt like Christmas morning. You walk down the stairs and you get socks. That's what it felt like to me.
And it was like the crappy socks, too. It wasn't like fancy socks with, you know, with like pandas on them or anything like that. This was just boring white socks.
No.
With Scott Drew's drool all over them.
Just when I was fully on board with this team, they pull it back a little bit. So it is what
Welcome
it is.
Welcome to Iowa State fandom, Adam Gray. How are you?
I've been better.
You're like, of all the people I've come across this morning, I feel like last night's losses hit you the hardest.
Well, you know, it's set up like the Big 12 tournament championship did last year, where we're on this high, and everyone expects Iowa State just to roll Baylor, and all these Iowa State fans drive down to Kansas City, which was essentially a home game. Yep. Same thing, we're in Hilton yesterday. I never thought for one second that Iowa State was ever going to lose that game.
Nor did I.
And then all of a sudden, within a two-minute span, you're sitting there thinking, oh, crap, this is getting ugly.
And it just
unraveled fast. So I'm a little heartbroken, but I'm an Iowa State fan, so I'll get over it quickly.
We're here to have fun. We're gonna mend that for you today.
I need a little fun in my life right now.
So Mark, you brought a lady.
I brought a lady
to
friend.
The podcast today. This is a Cyclone Fanatic first.
I'm so honored.
Yeah, we're an equal opportunity podcast. But we've just never had a lady on. So today we're making Cyclone Fanatic Podcast history.
We're happy to welcome Brandy. Brandy, say hello.
Hi, everybody. This is Brandy Cunningham.
What a good voice compared to ours.
She has a great voice.
So last week when we were talking about having a girl on to just change the perspective of the show, et cetera, one of the questions was, does she have a sexy voice? And I'm like,
talk for us.
I don't know. No pressure now.
Wow. Yeah. No, I think you said she doesn't have to be cute. She does have to have a good voice. Of which Mark said, well, of the people that I think have a sexy voice, this wouldn't be one of the ones I would think of. And
that was kind of rude.
It was a little bit rude. Yeah. I tried not to take it personally.
You have a fine voice. But what I said was, or you implied when I invited you that you weren't good looking. And I said, you're plenty good looking. So I didn't throw you under the bus. Thanks. I said, hey.
I feel like we're just towing the line of harassment right here.
So, okay, for the record, my wife and her husband will be listening to this.
Okay.
So everything's above board. I promise you.
No, I believe that.
Now, what she needs to worry about more than me.
I don't feel comfortable having a woman on here, like, for the first time when we make a big deal. No, and then be, like, debating, like, looks and sexiness of the voice.
Yeah, if she needs.
Like, I feel like we're making her uncomfortable.
That's part of why she's here, is to make her feel uncomfortable. But who she really needs to worry about, especially after this podcast is done, is Carol Hoiberg. That's who she needs to worry about. Because
that was the other uncomfortable part.
Because
of
she's
last
in love.
Podcast.
She's in love with
you
somebody.
Totally called out.
You're in love.
You're love.
I wouldn't say love.
Oh,
it's
more of just
an affection.
Like a schoolgirl crush on Fred.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Innocent, schoolgirl crush.
Join every other woman in the state of Iowa.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You're no different than anybody else.
This is just going along with
the flow. Gray's got a schoolgirl crush on Fred Hoiberg.
I absolutely do.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
I write him weekly love letters. Yeah. He doesn't appreciate it.
So on Facebook, though, you asked, was it just random, or was it for a birthday present or a Christmas present, but you really wanted a picture with Coach Hoiberg?
I did.
And your great husband, Lawrence, came through for you.
He did.
And so how did that go down? How did you actually get to meet him and take a picture?
Well, it actually started months ago before the tournament last year. And, you know, everybody was getting pictures or had pictures with Coach Hoiberg and kept posting him on Facebook, and I don't have a picture with
And you were jealous?
Fred. I was jealous. Okay. There was a lot of jealousy.
Well, it makes sense.
And as the tournament progressed...
Sorry.
I do know where I could have gone.
No, but I think we're thinking of two different things, but go on.
As the tournament progressed, more and more people had pictures, and I kept getting more and more jealous. And so mm-hmm. I told Lawrence, I said, hey, like, I want a picture.
Yeah.
And we were living in Des Moines at the time, and it wasn't that big of a deal. But then they also had, you know, then it came April, and they had the... gosh, what is the trivia night? Size House of Trivia,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Always sold out. I've always wanted to go and can't get a table.
Oh, it's right. We've got crazy. A table. You want to go with us?
Yeah.
This year?
Yeah.
You're in.
There we go.
Oh.
Nice.
I've seriously wanted to go to that for like five.
I feel like he's going
to
be very good at this.
5 years. Yeah, I'm a trivia
yeah.
guy.
Yeah. I feel like a trivia guy.
Yeah.
I feel like if anybody in our crew could be good at trivia, it would be Charter.
Boom.
I will say this, though. You're not old enough to be good at it.
I'm really good for being 36. Does that count?
If you
ask for something that happened in the 40s,
yeah,
I'm not going to be your guy.
I've never met a man who knows so much about nothing than Charter.
Yeah.
I actually agree with that.
Yeah. I know a little about a lot. That's what I would say. But anyway, enough about me. Let's go back to this story.
Well,
so we're in April.
Sure?
We're in April. Okay, we're at trivia. Okay.
Well, I wasn't at trivia, but everybody who was at trivia got pictures with Fred.
Getting pictures.
Yeah. And so then even more of my Facebook friends had pictures. So then I got really jealous. Well, my birthday's in May. So mm-hmm. I said, to my husband Lawrence, I said, hey, it would be great if I could get a picture. That's what I want.
Mm-hmm.
I think he thought I was kidding. I obviously wasn't.
Very serious.
My birthday came and went. No photo opportunity.
Okay.
And it's not like my husband's not connected. He's a pretty connected person. Yeah.
So was he working at Iowa State at this
he's
point?
Kind of a big deal.
Was he at Iowa State at this point?
No, he wasn't. He wasn't working on campus yet. But he's
so basically her husband, just to jump in again and interrupt her, but her husband was basically handpicked by President Leith and Warren Madden and a couple other bigwigs at Iowa State to do the job he's up there now.
What does he do?
He is a big
deal. Well,
that's
not exactly true.
Explain what your husband does.
Well, he's managing the Iowa State Daily at the moment.
Oh, so okay.
And he just started
that's
that this
cool.
summer. Yeah.
Go Team Greenlee.
So there you go.
Hashtag Team Greenlee.
Booyah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
So, but he's a past mascot. He's worked for Cyclone Sports Properties. So he's connected in the athletic department.
Yep.
So I thought, if anybody knows a guy who can give me a picture with a coach, it's my husband.
Yeah.
Well,
it's a good man to know.
It didn't happen. So my birthday came and went. Didn't happen. So then Christmas was coming up.
Yeah.
And I said, hey, if you're looking for gift ideas, this is the number one on my list. I want a picture with Fred.
This is where She Loves Fred comes in, right? Because now it's progressed. Birthday gift didn't happen. Now my number one gift for Christmas is a picture with Coach.
And I didn't try and like muddle it up to give him lots of options. I said, this is the gift I want. Just to be clear, this is really the only gift I want. So I've actually cleared up all Christmas shopping for you. You only have to make this one thing happen. I mean, it's like every guy's dream.
Yeah.
Like, here's this one thing that you want.
That is pretty
easy. You
just
served it up on a platter.
I did. I just said, you have to make it happen. But you can't just go to Applebee's on a Monday night.
Yeah.
And
this has got to be an intimate setting.
To be, yeah. So
Fred at his house by the fire.
Right. But you can't cross the line to stalkerish. So
there is
kind of a fine line.
I saw mother kissing
a photo op.
Fred Hoiberg.
Yeah.
Underneath the mistletoe. All right. Sorry.
So I tried to start this online campaign of hashtag Fred for Christmas, and so that kind of caught on. Other
oh my gosh! I need to follow you. This sounds outstanding.
She's a good follow on Facebook. She puts some interesting stuff out there.
Oh yeah, for sure. Interesting to say the least.
Are you in need of another friend?
I could always use a good friend.
I'd like to be your friend.
Okay.
All right.
So, at any rate, it's a week before Christmas, and it still has not happened yet. And so, finally, Lauren says, okay, tomorrow's the day. Get ready. You know, we're going to go. And I said, okay, where are we going? You know, where are we meeting him? He said, well, we're going to go to his office. So, I was thinking we were just going to kind of casually run into him somewhere. Like, oh, I'm here. Fred's here. Let's take a picture. No. My husband set an appointment up.
Nice.
So, we would go to his office and do a photo op.
A photo op?
Well, I mean...
Who took the picture? Was it a professional photo?
It was not a professional photo. We brought our camera. Lawrence took a few photos, and then we had his secretary, Julie. Receptionist, Julie.
She's
right.
Awesome.
Everybody knows Julie.
Yeah. Yeah. Julie's
Julie
great.
Julie and I are now on a first name basis. Yeah. So
Julie's awesome.
Hi, Julie. I don't know. Awesome. Apparently, I'm the only one in this room that doesn't know Julie.
You,
so.
She really,
hi,
like
Julie.
Her. Yeah.
You'd like her.
Okay.
She's probably
she's
listening.
Like a gatekeeper.
She sounds mm-hmm. nice.
She's been there since Johnny Orr was there.
Oh,
she's
really?
Been there that long? Yeah.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
She knows her stuff. Yeah,
so you get your picture. So what was the actual conversation like when you were meeting?
Well, I mean, that was like a 5-minute conversation.
But what did you talk?
Did he talk to you? Did you swoon? I mean, what did he say? This was your moment with Fred.
Was present, so okay. There wasn't a ton of swooning going on.
No dirty talk.
What did you say to him? You remember?
I think I said hi, and he said hi back.
I'm a huge fan.
This reminds me of the first. This reminds me of the time I met Bill Elliott.
Really?
Yeah. NASCAR legend Bill Elliott.
I wouldn't say it's quite the same type of situation.
I was speechless. I couldn't even talk to the man.
Really?
I feel like he was a little busy, though. It was a Friday morning. It was the day before... Well, I think it was the day before the Drake game that was his 100th win, right? And so,
okay. So you think Fred was too busy for you?
No. He did not give that impression.
Oh, okay.
Just to be clear, he was. Yeah.
I'm wondering what your husband. So did your husband tell you after the fact how he hooked it up and what he said? Like my wife is crazy psycho for this guy, and if I don't get this picture, her life is ruined, and we got to get in here. I mean, what was the pitch to Julie?
Well, no, I told him. I said, "This is all I wanted for Christmas was a photo with you. So thanks. Like, you're really helping my husband out here. Who's taking the photo? Like,
yep.
This is you're really doing him a solid. So thanks for that. Because I don't know what his backup plan was going to be. I mean, like a cardboard cutout,
like
of Fred.
Like a vacuum.
That's not going to work.
Merry Christmas.
So
it's funny that Lawrence could have surprised her with a brand new car, and it still would not have been good.
Not
enough.
What I wanted. Not number one. I did give him a second option. I said it could either be picture with Fred Hoiberg, and I felt like, I mean, a week before Christmas, he still hadn't happened. And I thought, oh gosh. So I said, okay, or a pygmy goat. So that was number two.
Excuse me?
Yeah. A miniature goat.
Are those real
This
pets?
Is fantastic. I like her.
A pygmy goat.
Yeah.
So this is like a house goat?
Yeah, like a little house goat.
Does it live inside the house?
Well, I think it probably depends on where you live and your house structure.
Okay.
I think you can
you
have
can make it work.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you can make it work. If you have a golden retriever, I'd compare.
I got a golden retriever,
like
too.
Like the same size.
Dirt.
Yeah.
Bam.
There you go.
Dirt. What's your golden retriever's name?
Bailey.
Oh,
that's
a little
good
girl.
Name.
Yeah, it is a girl.
How old is she?
She's 9.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, getting a little gray around the edges.
Hey, that's all right. She's seasoned.
This is funny. I sold their house last summer, and I don't even remember them having a dog. Where was the dog?
Were you hiding
around?
It from the realtor?
Was she in the backyard, like laying down? Or
great realtor. Not good at attention to details.
Apparently not.
Do you, are houses with
She's
animals
really good,
frowned upon?
If they're stinky animals, yeah.
My dog's not stinky.
Yeah, that's what everybody says, but you get used to it.
Gray, you've been to my house. My dog doesn't smell.
No, your dog does something else, but does not smell.
My dog, he'll
hump the shit out of you. Sorry,
Gray does it again.
I'm sorry.
Gray's
it
always
does.
Doing it.
I apologize, guys, but every time I come there, Dirks likes to jump up on me and have a good time.
And go to town.
Yeah. I feel violated every time I'm
He's been neutered, and it's toned down, but he's still...
You keep saying that.
Well, he's still, you know, if he gets a hold of that leg, it's best to just let him go.
Let him, okay.
You know, just
How
let him.
How old is he?
He's 2.
Okay. It's like an adolescent. I mean.
Yeah, I mean, think about you when you were like 16.
Teenage boy.
Humping everything in sight.
Huh. Some of us never lose it. We go through life humping everything.
Yeah.
It's just the way that it is. Dogs are no different, so.
Yeah. Can we go back and edit out my.
No way, dude. No, this is raw. The faw is raw. That's what we do.
All right.
Cyclone Fanatic sales director, Adam Gray. Got any other FCC violations you'd like to shatter today, Adam?
Nah, we still got, 40 minutes to go.
That's the worst he's said, though. He's never gone way out on the limb and done the Marty Terrell. He's never thrown the Fs around.
No.
And hopefully he won't.
He won't. We would edit that out.
If we lose to Texas Tech in like the Big 12 tournament, I might drop it.
My kid indirectly listens to this. My wife listens, and then the kid's kind of in the background.
The story you told about your kid in the green light last week was funny.
Oh, the alarm clock?
The light turned green.
He's so proud of the little things in life, man. And, like, the latest thing is the check mark thing, too. I think I was talking about that. They love accomplishing something.
Yeah.
So we've got, like, his whole list. And he does something. He's like, do I get a check mark? I'm like, yeah, let's go do it. And then he wants to do it. Although he doesn't do a check mark. He just does one line. I'm like, no. Put an X in that box. No, one's good. So he just draws a diagonal line through it, which is his own whatever. So
how often does your son poop on you?
My son is almost 4, so my son never poops on me.
Has he ever?
No.
You've never been crapped on?
I've been peed on.
Yeah, because they have, you know, the penis in it.
Yeah.
Shoots everywhere. Yeah. I don't have to worry about that.
Brandy's got two boys, so she's probably been tickled.
Have you been pooped on?
Oh, yes, multiple times.
And puked on.
And puked on, just recently, yeah. Yes.
What was, how did you not see that coming?
Oh, I was really tired, you know, when you're just in that, like,
like Chris Williams with a two-hour sleep happening right now?
I got no sleep last night.
Don't see it coming.
Yeah.
Kids do puke out of nowhere. Like, they'll be going along totally happy, totally normal. And then, as my kid used to say, I'm going to throp. He didn't say throw up. He said throp. I'm going to throp. And then he'd just be bleh, wherever he happened to be at the moment. He doesn't care about a garbage can or whatever. If it's on the carpet, it's on the carpet. But then, 10 minutes later, totally fine. They're amazing puke and ralliers. That's what they are. Reminds me of people I knew in college.
Brandy, did you go to the game last night?
Or did I did not.
Did you watch it?
I saw a few minutes of it.
That's it?
She was prepping.
I know. I was totally prepping. I was prepping in a different way, I have to tell you. Okay. So before we get to the game, I did want to just jump in. I brought a little gift.
Oh, okay. Wow.
And yeah.
It's for you and the baby, actually.
Oh, wow.
Look at this.
I didn't want to be the only one. It is wrapped. I wrapped it. It was podcast friendly.
That's a beautiful wrap job, too. Well, thank you. Do you want me to open it on the air?
Yeah.
I think so.
We can talk about it now.
All right.
So I just thought that your daughter really needed to have this.
Well, this is a very kind gesture.
Oh, yes.
On your behalf.
Are we going to guess what this is first?
It's a polka dot box. I'm describing the play-by-play.
Oh, this is outstanding.
It's red tissue outstanding. Paper. It's a onesie.
It's a onesie that says, I love Fred.
Oh, that's great.
Oh, my gosh. You have no idea.
I think every girl should have one.
This makes my life.
Every girl in America.
So
that is funny.
So
here's the deal. If you would allow it, I would like to use this in our birth announcement.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because we're doing like an Iowa State theme.
There you go.
And so last week, Coach Finley, God bless him, sent my daughter. So we get back from the hospital. I'm not kidding. We're pulling him from the hospital. And I go and get the mail after I drop my wife and daughter off. And we have a national letter of intent for 2033. addressed
signed,
to my daughter.
Sealed, and delivered.
Yeah, so this would go perfect with that. Thank you very much.
Maybe I should have said I heart Bill.
No, we love them. We love them all. Okay. We heart them all.
Okay, good.
This is outstanding.
Where are they selling?
Thank you very much.
That's nice.
That's handmade.
This is handmade.
Wow.
Look, man, it's stitched.
Let me see this.
Look at that. That's embroidered.
That's a Brady Cunningham original.
Look how crafty
you are.
This
is outstanding.
So that's what I was doing while I was watching.
That is ridiculous.
But I wasn't watching the game.
We're definitely going to have to take a picture of this.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see if you can get in it. See if it fits, and then we'll put it out for people to see.
Boy, this is like the
that is
that's the nicest
funny.
Thing anybody's ever done for me, Brandy.
Well,
look at this. Yes. I invite her.
And
no
she
gift.
Comes bearing gifts.
No gift for me. So, you know, my gift, though.
You all are very generous.
What Brandy's going to give to me is, in a little bit here, we're going to play a little game, and she's going to just willingly partake in this game and have fun. And that
it's
will be
funny,
my
funny your definition of willingly.
That'll be my gift. It's my gift
full
to
disclosure,
the listeners.
I don't even know what he's got up his sleeve. And Adam, do you know?
I got a rough idea.
It's a little game called Say What? That's what it's called. So we're
kind of like Baylor hitting 14 3-pointers in Hilton Coliseum.
By the way, did they score like 18 points in about 3 minutes last night? It was pretty close.
Hit 5 threes in a row and 5 possessions in a row.
Wasn't it six, though? I thought they had six
Maybe they did stretch it out to six.
Heth said on the radio it was seven.
Maybe because
I don't remember seven. I remember five.
I think they hit six in a row in a fairly short period of time. They hit one, and immediately Drew called a timeout. And then after that, they hit five more. But there may have been one way before that was
number
seven.
The most unorthodox timeout in history, too, by the way.
Yeah.
Especially since it was his last timeout.
Yeah, I mean
No, they hit it, and they called it at 8:07. I looked at the clock, and it was just before the media timeout.
I was texting back and forth with a friend of mine who's in coaching, who was watching the game, and this guy was just like flabbergasted at the use of this timeout. But damn it,
yeah,
they came out and fired on all cylinders after it.
Talk about an opposite approach to strategy with timeouts. They called their last one at 8:07.
Yes.
Yeah. And Fred still had three.
Fred does not call timeouts at home. That's crazy.
I know.
It's just his deal.
Brandon, are you going to get mad? We're knocking on him a little bit here.
No. That's fine.
I'm jealous. I want a onesie.
I can't wait to go put this on Cammy. It's going to be awesome.
You got to keep it clean for the photo, though.
Picture later today.
Yeah. We're doing the photos here in the next few days.
That will be an awesome birth announcement.
Oh, it's perfect.
If you do that, that'll be sweet.
Because we announced that Ashley was pregnant by Fred Hoiberg pointing at her stomach. Yeah. That was how we did that. So this is perfect.
Think about this gift, though. This gift will last forever. Now, this birth announcement will go out.
It's a gift that keeps on giving.
And your onesie, Brandy, will be out there for everyone to see.
I tell you what, you can't have enough of these onesies.
No. You go through quite a few.
I mean, they got feces all over them.
Dude, you're going to be so ticked.
Spit up on them.
The first time your daughter yaks on that thing, you're going to be mad.
Yeah.
It's like...
It'll be the first time I yell at her.
You almost want to put it in glass and hang it on the wall.
Why'd you crap on the I Love Fred onesie?
Yeah.
Yeah, the listeners are going to be so excited that you went from saying fetus to feces.
So many people hated you saying fetus.
Which I don't understand because the definition of fetus is unborn baby.
Yeah, we all understand the definition of fetus.
That's the definition.
But it just sounds odd to call your 9 month old
baby comes out
child a fetus.
Baby. Fetus comes out, baby. Baby inside of tummy, fetus.
Thank you, Dr. Williams.
I'm just
for that clarification.
Hey, Brandy here is a fan of the Greenlee School of Journalism. It's produced many high quality journalists throughout the years.
Yes.
We're high on our vocabulary.
Yes. Were you in a sorority at Iowa State?
I didn't go to Iowa State for undergrad,
where'd
actually.
You go?
So full disclosure, I went to Bradley University.
Bradley?
Mm-hmm.
Gross.
Most famous basketball player out of Bradley was whom? Do you guys know?
The guy that transferred from Iowa?
Yeah, Marcellus Somerville is the only one I can think of.
There was a famous guy.
O'Brien, the big center?
No. This would have been a while back that went to Bradley, but I couldn't tell you who it is. I just know there's an alum from there.
Who's the kid who chose Bradley over Iowa State not that long ago?
Just this last year. Cunningham.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wonder what he's up to.
Relationship to you?
Well, they're the worst team in the Missouri
Valley. This sounds like an NCAA violation right here.
It does.
One Cunningham funneling money to get another to Bradley.
So where is
I'm 5'4". I don't think we're
Where's Bradley at? I don't know where Bradley's located.
It's in Peoria, Illinois.
Okay.
It's halfway between Chicago
Peoria,
and
Peoria, Illinois. It's like you just like lived like life in a vacation zone right there.
Oh, yeah.
It's just gorgeous.
Tropics.
Gorgeous over there.
So when did you
Factories.
Become an Iowa State fan?
So I went to Iowa State for grad school.
Okay. All right. And that's where the love started.
Bradley doesn't even have a football team. Mm-hmm. So I'd never experienced tailgating. I'd never experienced any of that until I went to Iowa State. So, yeah, I went to Iowa State for grad school. And then, yeah, now we live as close to the stadium as you can get.
I feel like I need to meet.
We've kind of gone full circle.
I'd like to meet your husband. He and I, it seems like we have a lot in common.
Lawrence is like the nicest dude.
I think Lawrence and I have spoken on Twitter before.
Probably.
It seems, because I.
Seriously, your husband's like the nicest guy ever.
Well, I think he's a little jealous that I got on here before he did.
Yeah.
I mean, of all the people, this is a coveted spot.
You got the
least qualified person to be on this podcast.
But see, that's perfect for the podcast because we don't know what the hell we're doing.
No.
So
but we're living life just aimlessly. We're just
moment
up
by
in the clouds.
Moment. Yeah.
So does Lawrence drink beer?
Yes.
Could you line up a beer date between me and your husband?
Oh, yeah.
I'd like to meet him.
Okay.
I'm a big fan of the Greenlee School. I'd like to do anything I can do to help the Greenlee School.
That'd be perfect.
Have you guys decked out the new place in Iowa State gear? Because when I sold your last place, your basement had a lot of it in there.
Yeah.
You had some nice stuff down there.
We have an awesome Iowa State shuffleboard table.
Shuffleboard.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
You know what sounds fun? We got to do a meeting at the Cunningham House with some beer. And a little Iowa State shuffleboard. Literally, tailgate, football season's right around the corner. And they live 5 minute walk.
Can we do it the spring game? And the reason I say that is like a game day during the season, I can't.
Oh, you're too busy?
I got a radio. I just can't do it.
Yeah.
So I'd like to be able to hang out with you guys.
Size House of Trivia right afterwards.
Yes.
We're pre-gaming. At the Cunninghams.
Yes.
Size
the
house
Cunninghams
wait. When is that?
The Size House of Truth.
No, sorry.
We don't have a table yet. We did submit an application, you know, every year.
See, it's hard to get in.
You can't post this because then the secret will be out. And I think that applications are still open for a few days.
Oh, yeah, but it doesn't matter. I've applied for 5 years and I've never gotten a table.
You guys would be amazed at the power.
Just so you know, my table name.
Of the fall cast.
You'll be amazed.
It's admitted.
Yeah.
If it gets selected, is here for Fred.
Okay.
So.
Okay. Which makes sense.
You'd be amazed at the power of our podcast.
Oh.
So if you've got two spots and a table and you'd like to invite the lovely Brandy and her
Brandy
husband.
Brandy and Lawrence are good S. I should have let Adam say that because I'm more hesitant to actually swear on this thing. But you'll have S's and G's with them, which stands for shites and giggles.
Yeah.
I got a good friend that always says S's and G's, which I like. So
yeah, I like that too.
That's a good phrase.
So I would be willing to bet that somebody steps up to the plate and says, I'd like to invite Brandy and her husband to be at our table.
We've been before. Last time we went, years ago, I actually made costumes for everybody.
You made costumes?
Mm-hmm. Well, does that surprise you? She's making
actually,
onesies.
Yeah. Charter's out. She's in.
Yeah.
Come on, costumes. Yeah. Come on.
We must have costumes.
I'm never inviting you again.
We should have Clint over at Campustown make Cyclone Fanatic Trivia t-shirts this year.
That'd be nice. Yeah. And on the back, it just says 90th place on it.
But no.
That's where we're locked in.
We're better than you.
So this is Cyclone related.
Win or lose, we still booze.
Will you guys describe for me the actual trivia night? And I've heard anecdotally through friends that have gone, but is it... I've heard there's some teams that are there to drink and have fun.
Yeah.
That's us.
And there's other teams that are there to win.
Yeah.
They're trying to win.
Dorky ones are there.
So to win it, in your opinion, is it really tough?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Impossible.
You've got to have like different generations.
Yeah.
You've got to have somebody who knows who Katy Perry is. You've got to have somebody who knows like the name of every golden girl.
It's very
generational.
If you free up one more spot, you met my dad, Jim. Jim is the guy that you want. My dad is really well read and knows a crap load of stuff.
I'm sure Jim's great, but we don't really care if we win.
Yeah, but the competitive juices.
It's kind of fun for us.
A little bit.
We're always like one of the last place teams every year, and we kind of wear it as a badge of honor.
The event
spring game. So what is it? April 11th. Does that sound right?
Yeah. The key here for us is you watch the Iowa State spring game, and it's a good excuse to go get drunk after.
So is it immediately following the spring game, or is it at night?
It's like 2 hours following. It starts at like 5. They'll have like a cocktail hour where you eat, and then you start the trivia. And it lasts for like 3 hours.
So this sounds like an incredibly solid plan. Spring game, walk 6 feet to the Cunningham's house.
Yeah.
Get the drink on, little shuffleboard, off to Hilton. That's
Let's
a plan.
I'm in.
I like it.
That is the plan.
All right.
Well, we have freshly stitched costumes from you.
We completely invited ourselves.
Your team, I'm not making your costume.
You're on our podcast. I thought that
we just invited ourselves to your house.
That's perfect.
Okay. I think if this podcast leads to her getting an invite from somebody else out there listening, that warrants costumes.
I still have hope that we will be one of the ones that's selected.
I don't think you will.
Nah, you're done.
Your husband obviously has clout.
Yeah, tell your husband to make some calls.
It took 7 months to even get a picture with Fred.
Yeah.
I'm not really banking on him being able to get us a spot.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Mark, should we play your game?
Do you guys want to play a game?
No.
Yeah, let's play your game.
Let me explain the game, because I'm fully aware that we're not on TV, so this is not visual, but I think this will be interesting, okay?
Okay.
So, again, the title of the game is Say What? Okay? That's the title of the game. So I'm going to give you guys, you can pick. There's four piles of four either words or phrases on these cards, okay? I'll start, and we're just going to have a conversation. That's all this is. It's just a fun conversation. So I'm going to start, and I'm going to turn over one of these, and I'm going to read what's on that to myself, not out loud. And I have to incorporate what's on here into what I'm saying, okay? As soon as I've said my word, I'll just put my sheet down, and then we'll go to Chris, okay? Then again, just you'll have to change the conversation, segue, but you need to find a natural way to work what you're reading into the conversation. You can't just say it. No point to that. When you're done, I'll go to Gray.
So it's kind of like Pictionary, but with words?
We'll just go around, and you'll figure it out. You'll get the hang of it. But the goal, there's no winner, but the goal here is to sound as natural as possible reading the phrase. And you can't look at them ahead of time, okay? So just pick up one at a time.
Say what?
Turn. Yeah. So the game is say what? Okay, what? Here, Brandy, which one do you want? Point to one.
The Cyclone Fanatic podcast has hit a new gear.
Oh, my gosh. I feel like somehow this is rigged, and it's...
Hey, we need to have fun. We need to have fun after.
There's no point in, you know...
That's one?
Good. Yeah, I'll take that.
Okay, so don't look at them.
Say what?
All right, don't look at them. So I'm going to start, and again, you're just going to pull one off the top of the pile, all right? And these will make no sense at all. So here's the fun of the game.
It's kind
of
like Mad Libs.
Exactly.
Okay.
All right? So I'm just going to start. When I put mine down, that... means I've said what I
do. We have to
say.
Guess what your word is?
No, but afterwards, if we want to go back through and read what our words were, that was fine. But most of them are phrases.
Did you invent this game, or is this like
it's a hybrid of a Jimmy Fallon game?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Fallon's the man.
He doesn't
dude.
Call his
Oh,
what?
My God. Say it.
All right, you ready?
Let's do it.
So I'm going to look at mine, and then I'm just going to start talking. Okay, so anyway, so I don't know if we ever talked about this girl that I dated back in high school before my wife. Weird family. In fact, she had a really impressive collection of sock puppets, and it was just too weird for me, so I had to dump her. So anyway, Chris is just staring at me like what?
Say what?
Yeah. So Chris, this is the part where you partake in the game.
You pick up.
Oh, because you put the thing down.
Yeah. Okay. Listen to directions, Chris.
Exactly. So yeah, we're off to a rare start. So anyway, I had to dump her.
Okay. Well, you know, when you're a little kid, sometimes kids want to be astronauts.
Yeah.
Sometimes kids want to be firefighters, you know, because they want all these great things that they do when they're little kids. And sometimes, you know, kids want to be the first guy like Neil Armstrong. They're going to go walk on the moon. But then there's kids like me who don't strive for that. Damn it. They want more. They want to go all the way to Saturn.
Okay. Okay. Hmm. I think he cheated a little bit there, but that's okay.
How did I do?
How did I
cheat?
Going all the way to Saturn is also one of my dreams, and it wasn't just to be an astronaut and be famous, but I had this craving as a kid just to wear a gigantic space helmet. That's what I wanted to do.
I had the same occurrence myself. Who doesn't want to wear a giant space helmet? Brandy, your thoughts?
You better if you're going to Saturn, because otherwise your head's going to explode due to lack of oxygen.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
It's very scientific.
You better have a space helmet on if you're going to Saturn.
Very scientific.
So scientific. Yes. I'm so glad to be here, you guys. And I'm just happier than a kitten in pudding.
That's really happy.
She's way better at this than we are.
That's really happy. You know, it's funny we're talking about trivia too, by the way, because you're talking about you got to be really well-rounded. And in case anything comes up about presidents, I happen to know a lot about presidents. And speaking of that, Jimmy Carter really was our sexiest president. No question about it.
Absolutely.
Here's the thing about Jimmy Carter, though. I mean, solid guy when it came to diplomacy.
Peanut farmer.
Yeah. I mean, he a charismatic guy. I feel like he's a guy who everybody would want to have a beer with. But rumor has it he had a really, really small bazinga.
Really? I never heard that one.
No, if you do research, his bazinga was
that is interesting.
Epically small.
Gray, did you know that?
I did not know that. So not only did he... So Jimmy Carter had a small bazinga.
Small bazinga. Epically small.
And, you know, people always say there's different things that can lead you to have a small bazinga, you know?
Yeah.
Drinking too much Mountain Dew or steroids or...
That yellow five.
If you eat green M&Ms because they are for suckers, that will also give you a small bazinga.
They are. Yeah. Green M&Ms are absolutely for suckers. No,
I've never had a green M&M either.
Well.
That's why my bazinga is...
Not small.
No.
Perfect.
Wow.
Yeah.
And welcome Mark's to the podcast. That. Yeah, that's great.
I have verified that.
Dang. Well, I've eaten my fair share of green M&Ms, and
I've
also once ate an earthworm for fun, but it's not nearly as tasty as an M&M.
That sounds gross. Mm. I'm surprised. You seem like such a lady that you would eat an earthworm.
College.
Yeah.
Oh,
experimenting times. You know.
Adair in college. You know, and it's fun. I've been so happy to do this podcast. It's been a lot of fun, and a lot of people think that I'm on here because I paid to be on here and I have a lot of money, but the reality is that's not true. I'm just a poor boy and nobody loves me. So take that for what you will.
Yeah. And oh man, that's, I mean, I get how,
what's the problem over there?
The thing about being a poor boy that really sucks is that you can't really seem to enjoy the musty smell of album covers of old vinyl records because they're expensive. And
that's absolutely true.
Yeah, the musty smell.
Do you like that? Do you appreciate the musty smell of albums?
You have to be somewhat wealthy to enjoy the musty smell of old vinyl record album covers.
I could agree. It's a little bit like Ron Burgundy.
Yeah.
The old smell, the mahogany smell of an apartment.
Rich mahogany.
There's nothing worse.
Many leather-bound books.
There's nothing more joyous than the smell of must.
if you say so.
You know, Chris, while you are obviously very rich now that you're on cakes and out of drive time.
Totally. Totally wealthy.
You're, all right, Travis Justice.
And your apartment or your house smells of many leather-bound books
and rich mahogany.
I still take craps bigger than you.
He does. I bet he does.
The thing is, too, my office here is next to the toilet.
Oh, yeah. Come on.
Where we're all supposed to take craps, because we're not supposed to take craps in the one upstairs. And this is 100% true. So I know everybody's crapping schedule here. Like, when they walk by my office, I know they're going to take a crap.
He's like, have a good one, buddy. Good luck in there. Yeah,
they're going to take a musty crap.
It is...
Wow.
Brandy, do you want to chime in?
Yeah. What do you have to say about that, Brandy?
Say what you will, I prefer my burritos from a street vendor named Paco. I don't even have a transition to what you guys talk about. We're just moving on.
A street vendor named Paco. That's interesting.
And really, it should have been a Euro man, right? I mean, if you're...
Yeah, this is an AIM.
So here's the deal. So I actually did have a it wasn't a burrito, but it was a churro from a street vendor when I was in Mexico when I was 16. I was there on some mission work, and I made the mistake of eating that churro from a street vendor in Mexico, and I paid the price. Got a little Montezuma's revenge, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
As did everyone else I was on the trip with.
Daddy's been there.
And I can tell you, if I had a choice between that and marrying Dan Rather, I'd rather marry Dan Rather.
Dan Rather's Brandy's husband probably is an admirer of his, being a man of journalism.
Maybe.
You know?
Maybe.
And that's... The thing about Dan Rather is when he was in college, you know, he was probably pulling some dope pieces.
Some tail.
Yeah. He was probably having a whale of a time. Wonder where he went to school anyways. But, you know, and Dan Rather, he had no idea because Brandy is a total laser show.
Mm-hmm.
And he would have loved to have
gotten to know her.
Yeah. Gotten to know Brandy.
Gotten to know her.
Way back in the day.
I'm glad you got that one instead of me.
just so we're clear here, Brandy just switched it with me because she didn't
Brandy,
want this
you
one.
You picked randomly, didn't you?
So
didn't you?
You know what? And I'll gladly take this. You know,
total laser show.
Not only
Mark and I had a little bet before this show, and
she didn't want to pay up.
Would you?
Anyway, Greg,
what would you? It, like 10 years ago, if Dan Rather approached you. And he goes, hey, Brandy, you're a total laser show. What would you say to him?
Wait. I will handle this one, okay? Just because of what I just drew here.
Yeah,
okay.
Go ahead.
So he comes up to her. He says, you're a total laser show. Is that? She would probably have the same response physically as she does when she met Fred Hoiberg. And that's she would get a lady boner.
I agree. And now we know why Brandy switched it with
Brandy didn't want to say lady boner.
Yeah.
I wasn't high on it either.
Bring it home.
Oh my gosh.
What do you got, Brandy?
Well, this is, I can't even go anywhere from there. And the thing is, Mark bet me some money. He put some money behind it that I would say that on the podcast. And I said, no, there's no way I'm going to say that.
Say what?
And that thing that I'm not going to say.
What Adam just said.
So then my husband bet me the reverse. He says, well, if you don't say it, then you, because he also thought it was pretty funny. And I said, well, gosh, but saying it is probably worse than the payout for my husband. So yeah, that's what we're going to say.
The payout from your husband?
Well,
because
now I owe him.
Oh.
She'd rather owe him than owe me.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I got you.
So getting $10 from Mark.
I dig. Yeah. Okay.
It's not a big deal.
Right. It's not worth it. It's just not worth it. Yeah. So, wow. Podcast, you guys. So great.
She's working
one of
her
the
way
top up. Podcasts she, on iTunes.
She's working her way around to her last and final word or phrase.
Wow.
What do we got over there?
Nothing really good at all compared to the other ones that we had going on. But
they can't all be gems, you know?
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
I say that quite
street
often.
Vendor named Paco.
I think sometimes, I don't know about you guys, but your kids say the darndest things. And my kid, today, this morning, we had this long conversation about Transformers. That's his show that he's
that's
into
a good
these
show.
Days, you know.
And Megan Fox.
Eating his breakfast. And I said, okay, you know, do you want some cereal? You want some bananas? He says, no, Mom, bananas are for fools.
Your kid's a smart kid. Chiquita bananas. I don't touch them.
What's the difference between a Chiquita banana and a regular banana?
It's a brand
one name. Has a sticker with a lady on it.
Yeah, but there's no difference. Like a banana's a banana.
Yeah. I think you all did well except for Brandy trading her assigned card. By the way, so I took a chance, so I bet her that I could get her to say Lady Boner on the air, and I put Lady Boner as one of the clues, and she randomly picked that pile. So it was meant to be, and you didn't want any part of it.
The bet's void, isn't it? Yeah. If she switched like that, the bet's void.
It should be.
Yeah. I mean, no offense, Brandy. I don't think you can do that. I think that's cheating. It's against the rules.
So the reason I said Chris had cheated, though, is the first one, like, he didn't read what the clue actually said. He alluded to it.
I said on Saturn. Oh, only idiots live on Saturn.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I see how I cheated.
You cheated the system.
Oh, I hope everybody enjoyed that little game.
Good job, though.
Wow. Yeah. I think it was the highlight of their day.
An interesting.
No sarcasm there at all.
Jeez. An interesting exercise in segue ability. How do you segue from?
Good. That's actually good little training for a radio guy.
It probably would be.
Yeah, it's not bad.
You and Ross need to work on that so you guys can segue story to another. You guys are still working out the kinks.
We are.
It's been really good, though.
Do you enjoy the show?
I do.
Thank you.
I do enjoy the show.
I'm glad somebody's enjoying it.
So here's what the problem is, though. So I'll admit this up front. So now I'm a little bit torn between three shows. So I've been on for a long time, Murph and Andy, loyal listener. They're on from 2 to 4. You guys start at 4. What do you do at 3 o'clock? Do you keep listening? Well, usually the best part of a show is off in the beginning. That's where they're recapping the day before or whatever, that first hour. A little thing called Marty and Miller on at 3 o'clock, and I've been finding myself tuning over to hear what those guys are saying at the beginning. So I feel like I'm cheating a little bit, but
I can't comment on that.
Well, I know I don't expect you to, but you want me to stay loyal to the station. I get that, but
I can tell you this. We'll have a lot to say about last night's Iowa State game.
I guarantee you will.
Today at 4 o'clock.
I guarantee you will. As well as the Iowa game.
And then we have our Cyclone Fanatic radio show tonight where we'll really dig in deep with that, Bloom and I.
Are you going to talk about the great job Sky Drew did?
No. Okay. I don't need to prove my point. I proved my point yesterday.
You're a disciple.
No, I'm not. The whole, like, people making fun of Sky Drew thing is so tiresome to me.
Mm-hmm.
Give the guy credit for what he's done.
For being the first person to call his last time out with 8 minutes to go, despite not having any pressure.
And then
pressure.
His team went on, like, what, a 25-7 run after that?
Oh, yeah.
They did. It's the first team to win in Hilton in over a calendar year. But he's a terrible coach. He's horrible. This is probably the least talented team he's had since I've covered the Big 12.
They got shooters. That's good.
They're the – this is like the – you know the whole Baylor is Baylor is Baylor is Baylor thing? That won't really count for this team. Because they're actually a sound team.
Yeah, I actually
feel... They're so much more consistent than his teams of the past. And he's... Make fun of the guy all you want. And it was a ludicrous timeout. I know. But he's... If the season would end today, he's your Big 12 Coach of the Year, bar none. And there's no question about it. Scott Drew's your Big 12 Coach of the Year.
It's because he's got a stick of glue in the middle named Rico Gathers. That guy's a beast.
And who recruited him?
Not me.
Scott Drew. Well, I don't care. Like, I don't... Listen, people misconstrue, like, oh, you love Scott Drew. No, I don't love him. I'm giving a guy who freaking took Baylor to 2 Elite Eights and a Sweet 16 in the last 5 years. I'm giving him props. I don't care who they beat.
What's clear to me is, though, you have a full-on lady boner for Baylor.
No, it's just weird.
Is what you have.
I don't. I appreciate guys.
Art Briles. Lover.
I appreciate people who do a lot with a little. Because that's what Iowa State asked
you.
You
would ask your wife for a Christmas present of a picture with you and Art Briles.
You know why?
That's what you would
do. You know why I take a liking to Baylor? It's my love for Iowa State. I like guys who can do a lot with a little. And that's what you got to do here. And those guys have been able to do that.
Not when it comes to football anymore. That's changing for Baylor. They don't have to do a lot with a little. They can recruit the best of the best.
Why is that? Because a guy turned that program and he turned a crappy program into a powerhouse. That didn't happen overnight.
They built a sweet stadium too. That helps. Yeah.
But they were winning before that, not at the level they are now. I mean, this was the first year they had their stadium.
No.
I mean, when they took over, man. I mean, that's why. It's not like, oh, Williams is a fan of Baylor. It's not like my grandma went to Baylor. Nothing like that. I appreciate dudes, and that's what Iowa State has to do. You've got to do more with less, and that's what they've done there. And they've completely taken the culture of we suck, because that's what Baylor was 10 years ago. in everything. They yep. sucked at everything. They've completely changed their culture. And I respect that, not as a, not just in sports, but like just in life. You know what I mean? If you're a kid who grows up with nothing and you turn yourself into a successful six-figure income, I respect the hell out of that. And that's kind of what I see with what the athletic department has done. It's not like they've got their Baptist money, but it's not like they've got these, you know, this is not like T. Boone Pickens came in and bought them the world.
He respects it because he just described himself. He grew up on well water. He's out in Southwest Iowa.
That was me. Yeah.
I didn't have well water.
He's got nothing. He's got nothing, man. I mean, you're wearing bread sacks on your feet to school.
And now he's making millions of dollars.
And now he said six figures.
It has nothing to do with me loving Baylor. I respect the hell out of what they've done there.
You're all fired up about it.
No, I just...
You are over the top in your love for Baylor. You can't sit here and all of a sudden say, whoa, 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 everyone's attacking me on my love. You've sat there and put them on a pedestal for about 2 years now. It's true.
And what do they want? They've done one, two Big 12 football championships in that time?
No, I'm not going to say anything about Art Briles. He's great. Scott Drew is a fantastic recruiter. I don't think he's a great coach.
What's the most important part of coaching?
If you'd let me finish, that's what I was going to say.
Calling timeouts.
You're just one of the haters.
I am.
especially for basketball, even more so in football, recruiting is 80% of it. And then from there, you got to coach. I mean, obviously, you see Rick Barnes, who got players there, can't coach him. But
people,
I will give Scott Drew credit for this year because we sat here when we lost to him at Waco, and you said they're a good team, and I kind of, whatever. I thought they're going to be a bubble team. I was wrong. He's done a great job with them.
He's a coach of the year.
Huggins has got a chance. And if Iowa State wins their last three games, why would Hoiberg not? They could still tie for first.
Brandy,
it's not over yet.
Brandy looks like she's chomping at the bit to jump in on this
one. What do you think, Brandy? You just saw us get pretty fired up here.
Brandy wants to talk about New Kids on the Block.
I mean, you have the last few podcasts. I'm a little jealous.
We have.
What's your favorite NKOTB song?
Member.
Oh, Joey.
Joey McIntyre.
Yeah.
You realize that, well, how old were you when they were big? Because when they came out, he was 12, maybe. I mean, he was legitimately 12.
But I was
13.
So New Kids was my first concert I ever went to.
At where was it at?
And actually, we lived in Germany. I'm an army brat.
Oh.
So we lived in Germany at the time. So
wow, that's cool.
Germany.
Mm-hmm.
New Kids on the Block.
That's so cool.
You thought they were big here?
That your first, it was in Germany, a New Kids on the Block concert.
Yeah. And actually, I went with one of our neighbors and her daughter and another friend of ours. So it was three girls and a mom that took us. I was maybe nine, mm-hmm. I think, at the time. And so we went to Frankfurt, and we were, I mean, surrounded by crazed German fans shouting things we had no idea what they were saying.
Du hast.
And it must have been in the middle
du
of the
hast
summer.
Mich. Scheiße.
We actually ended up getting heat stroke. Because we were
you got heat stroke
up against the gates before they let people in.
Oh.
I'm not sure what this.
Thank God you're still here.
Well, I know.
There would be no onesie.
if she had died
as a 9-year-old in Germany.
There'd be no onesie or lady boner.
So here's my
now
question.
Everybody on the show has said that word.
So I have a legitimate question. Yeah, everyone said about her, and she was the one that was supposed to say it. So this will make me sound okay. I'm from America. I speak English. That's
America.
Just the way it goes, right? And I know that in many other countries they teach English in the schools. That's important that they learn that, etc. But in a concert in Germany where you've got 15,000 people, how many of those people would know English? Not all of them. There's no way all of them do. So they just go and listen to the...
But they like the songs.
The tunes. But do they know what the songs are saying?
I don't know.
Because I can never picture myself going to a concert where everything was sung in German. Or that would not appeal to me in the slightest. I don't get the draw if you don't...
America.
Well,
there was plenty of fans there that got the draw. I don't know what it was.
But you knew what they were saying.
Yeah. Well, yes. So
Joey was
great.
Probably
that
talking
was
right
and
to you.
Because we got heat stroke. I mean, this was hours before the concert. So we got to go into the medic tent and hang out there for a while.
Did Joey come and stroke your forehead with a cool rag?
That would have been great. But no. But we got great seats. So they moved us like to the front.
Oh, nice.
So not the front on the floor, because that would have been crazy. But the front on the balcony so we could see it, and we're kind of away from them.
So you did not sell crazy. Joey's DNA.
There's nothing better.
Okay.
That happened to me at a George Strait concert once. I had I'm not kidding, at Wells Fargo, top row. And this random worker there comes up and gave our entire row front row tickets just randomly. It was insane.
Wow. It happened to us at a Bon Jovi concert once, which kind of made Lawrence Cunningham's life. I think that was probably his
highlight. He's got a Bon Jovi crush?
Like, he does, yeah.
I used to do this all the time because I worked in the ticket business before I got into real estate. So I got good at getting good seats to shows and became a ticket snob. If I can't be in the first 10 rows of a show, I don't want to go, which is crappy, but it's just the way it is. But there was times when I would have an extra pair of front row, second row, third row, four that I didn't sell. And just for fun, I would wait till the opening act was done, and then I would go up to the balcony with this pair of tickets.
Nice.
I'd just look around like for someone that caught my eye or whatever.
Ladies?
Yeah. Couples, ladies, whatever. And I would go, and this speaks to the skepticism, the natural skepticism in people. I would go up and say, you enjoying the show? And they're like, who's this person talking to me, et cetera. And I'd say, how would you like to watch it from the second
row? Get off my lawn.
Or whatever. And people would like look at each other, like look at the other person and be like, okay, what's the catch or what's he selling or whatever. And certain people would say, no, we're good. You know, we like our seats back here in the nosebleeds where we can't see anything.
Idiots.
And then I would turn to the people next to them and say, would you like to sit in the second row? And they're like, hell yeah. So then they would just watch as I walked these people down all the way to the second row right by the stage. You know, these people are like, what did we just do?
Yeah.
But people are naturally skeptical. There's got to be a catch. Why would somebody just give me seats in the first row or second row?
That must happen quite a bit. You hear a lot about that.
It would happen a lot if they had noticeable vacancies in certain rows. They don't want it to look empty to the performer.
Well, I know a guy
who
does a lot of ticket stuff, and so apparently, like every event, there are seats that they purposely don't sell, like mm-hmm. the best seats in the house, because they're saving them for like famous people or
promoter seats.
Is that what they're called?
Yeah, the promoter holds some back. For,
okay, so like if.
If the band wants to invite someone from the bar to the show, they've got tickets for them.
Because the last time the WWE was in town, mm-hmm. we got these incredible seats. I mean, they were front row. They were right behind the announcers. They were perfect. And we sat next to this guy who, you know, I'm just sitting there chatting with him the whole night, him and his kid. We're just having fun. I had no idea who he was. Well, after the show, it's a wrestler named Chris Jericho. He's fairly famous. He comes up and hugs this guy and takes him and is going to take him backstage. And he's giving his kid all this stuff. And I'm like, kind of weird. Well, then this one dude wants a picture with this guy, and I go, who is that? It was the lead singer of Slipknot.
Oh yeah.
I sat next to him the whole show. I had no clue. Like we're talking, we're really cool guy.
Yeah.
And so that would make sense because the wrestler had requested that his buddy sit there, and he's like one of the top guys in the company too.
Corey Taylor.
Yes, that was his name, Corey. Yeah. This shows how out of the loop I was. I had no clue.
He's definitely on our team.
Yeah, he's a Des Moines guy.
Yeah,
he's a Des Moines guy.
Cool dude. I asked him.
I sold a house to him.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. I had a house and he was just buying some real estate. Just happened to be a listing of mine. And they bought it. So
that's cool.
Yeah.
I offered to buy him a beer and apparently he had an alcohol problem back in the day and he didn't want it. But
didn't someone from Slipknot die?
I don't know. Well, maybe he didn't have a problem, but he said no. I don't drink anymore. Because I wanted to buy him a beer. This was before I knew who he was, and he wasn't about it.
I'm not a Slipknot fan. Couldn't tell you a single thing they
said. They're Iowan. That's all I care about, man.
At least some of them are. I don't think they all are.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah. What a surprise, though. You have a WWE story and a country music story.
That's what
you need
I do.
You need to bring some new material, like New Kids in Germany, you know?
That's great. Like, so did you just live in Germany? Like, what other countries have you lived in?
No, that was the only place we lived overseas, yeah. So that was kind of...
Did you move all the time, though?
Did you eat a lot of hot dogs?
In Germany.
Or, no, what are they, like, bratwurst?
Schnitzel, bratwurst.
Frankfurters.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Bratwurst. Those are German.
That's not a German accent, though. That's not working for you.
The bratwurst needs the relish. That's kind of like, I did mix something there.
Let's talk about Saturday.
Yeah, it's on the weekend.
Gray, are you going?
I am going, taking the family down.
K-State,
got
Manhattan.
Tickets. Listen to this, though. This is how big of an idiot I am. So I find out.
Surprise, yeah. Surprise.
Now you're telling us.
I find out where the teams stand. So I thought it'd be fun to like go down, and that way maybe the kids could see, like, greet the players as they come in and out of the, you know, the hotel. And so I go on Priceline to book it, and I go and I book the price, the lowest price, so that I can't cancel it, mm-hmm. and I pick the wrong hotel. And then I call Priceline up. I'm like, I picked the wrong hotel. I don't know what I was thinking. It was the same hotel we stayed at last year when we went down to the Kansas State game. So in my head, I was just thinking Holiday Inn, and I needed to stay at the Hilton Garden. And they would not work with me at all.
So Priceline? We're done with Priceline.
I was so
pissed. We're anti-Priceline here on the podcast.
And I even paid for the trip cancellation.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, well, the weather might get bad. We might decide to. You pretty much only can take that back if you die, pretty much. I mean,
how did you pick the wrong hotel if you knew the right hotel?
Because in my – so someone told – I talked to someone earlier. They told me what the right hotel.
Yeah.
And then when I got online like 5 hours later to book it, I was in my head thinking where we stayed last year. Yeah. And I just went straight to that one.
Oh.
So, and they're, I don't know, maybe a mile apart. We'll still have a good time. Looking forward to going to the game. But
you guys, all serious, how do we think Iowa State will bounce back? I kind of feel like they win.
Well, I like,
just based off of how Kansas State just blew its wad against Kansas, and I don't know. For some weird reason, I feel like Iowa State wins on Saturday.
They'll win.
I think that
I said they would win in Texas.
This is such a weird team. It's an infuriating team to watch as a fan.
Don't put all your hopes in them, and you'll be okay.
Yeah, like be prepared to be burned in the first round of the NCAA tournament. Not saying they will, but
I
be
really
prepared.
Hope that
it could happen. It could happen.
No, because I don't think that'll happen because
they play up to their competition.
They will get up for all NCAA tournament teams. I think if they lose in the NCAA tournament, it's because they just got beat. I don't worry about this team in March. I really don't. I worry about them the next three games. You know, you go down, you win a big game against Kansas State. They kind of relax a little bit.
I think they'll win at Kansas State.
I do too. Kansas State doesn't shoot threes nearly as good as some of these other teams.
Baylor people, it's hard to imagine. They're the second best 3-point shooting team in the league.
They showed it last night.
Yeah.
Because you just don't think of that with Baylor.
Mm-hmm.
You think all athletes, they can't shoot. This is not your normal Baylor team.
Yeah.
You think Rico Gathers is what you think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's lost in last night, but Iowa State really played pretty good for 32 minutes.
Dude, they had like, what did they have, like 19 assists on 23 field goals?
Yeah, their ball movement was great. The defense early on, I've talked about this with you guys in other podcasts. If you don't defend early, players get confident. And then even if you're guarding them late in the game, it doesn't matter because they've already seen the ball go through the hoop 3, 4, 5 times. They need to fix that. But Iowa State is playing a lot better than it did
against
Oklahoma or Kansas. Last night was just one of those games, unfortunately.
Brandy, thank you for joining us.
Oh, well, it's been a pleasure.
Well, Brandy hasn't said, are we going to win?
Oh, for sure.
For sure.
Lock?
Yeah, I think it's pretty given.
Yeah.
Hoiberg will lead them out to the promised lands.
And, you know, here's the thing. If you don't get so caught up in the game and you just watch the coach, he's hot.
That's what Adam
no matter
does.
How they're doing them.
Yeah.
So,
no, I agree.
Yeah, it's kind of a win-win.
You like Mad Fred? You like Angry Fred? Happy Fred?
He doesn't get mad.
He did last night.
I mean, he...
Yeah, he was...
I think
here's the thing. He's not just cute, attractive. He's an attractive guy. We'll just give him that.
Obviously.
Enjoy it before he goes to the Bulls.
But he also he focuses on free throws, which nothing makes me more mad during a game.
A fan of Jameel, although he's gotten better.
Dang, it kills me. It has not changed. Like they're since high school, where they stand and where the hoop is, it's the same. Everything else,
they're going straight off of Hoosiers.
Different.
They like, get up there, they measure the hoop. Oh, it's the same, matter where.
So just in case Fred's listening or Julie,
Julie's
listening and you want to pass along a message, the airwaves are yours. What would you like to say?
Here's the other reason that I like Fred so much.
Okay,
is because has really high standards for his players. He gives them a second chance, but he makes it really clear what his expectations are, and he holds to those expectations.
Do you agree, Chris? You know him. You know him well.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Everything she just said.
Sure.
He's just
he
a cool guy.
He wasn't even listening.
Yeah, no, he's just totally I was just listening. We had a so I had tweeted earlier that a lady.
A lady.
Was joining us on the podcast, and it's getting rave reviews.
Do you want
to? People are really looking forward to this.
Do you want to say goodbye to the coach? Bye, Fred.
It's been people nice. There's a lot of you have a lot of fans already.
Of course.
Can you set up that date between me and your husband?
I will. I'll work on a little beer date for you.
Yeah.
And you're all welcome to come over after the spring game. That'd be great.
We're there already.
We'll have a good old time.
Yeah.
I think. Well, I'm there.
I'm there.
You got to show up or not.
Hey, Mark.
I'm holding you to the table, by the way, at the trivia night.
We already have it.
I know. So I'm like,
we own the table.
That seat's mine.
Just a reminder, the Cunninghams still need a spot. So yeah, just throwing that out there.
If you got two spots out there and you're listening to this,
I guarantee you somebody will step up.
Get a hold of us on Twitter or
We're
Fanatic.
A good time. Mm-hmm.
All right.
It will be a good time.
Mark, thanks. Thanks, pal.
Yeah. Thanks for butchering my game. But that's okay.
I think it was a nice game. Brandy, thank you. Adam, thank you for your contributions, as always.
Thanks for the sarcastic comment. That was such a sarcastic.
Enjoy your time in Manhattan, for real.
I want to hear Gray say the name of the game we just played, like I said it.
Yeah. What game?
Say what?
There you go.
That's a perfect way to end.
Love it.
Thanks for listening, everybody. I hope that I hope we made your Thursday a little bit brighter after a tough loss last night. So long.